Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was thinking about this over the weekend. You know, we have what's called October surprises in politics. And it's supposed to change the complexion of all the races. And so, you know, Democrats start saying things about Republicans, pardon me, and vice versa. And the fact is, politics is dirty. But I'll tell you this, the Democrat politics are the dirtiest. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Christian Walker has come out against his father. He abused my mother. He did this. He did that. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. May have happened. You know, people in their youth do stupid stuff. And what the left wants to believe is that there's a level of sanctimony that, oh, you Republicans, you're this, that. Let me tell you, everybody's become numb to it. Even the Christians on the right, I had a guy one time, we were going to do some work in St. Louis, and he really liked me. He goes, well, Kevin, I researched you, and I found out that you were divorced, and that's going to kind of weigh in on things. And I looked at him like, I said, weigh in on what? Big time Catholic dude. I said, weigh in on what? What exactly are you trying to say? You know, what, you're so sanctimonious because you've been married for 50 years or something? People get divorced. Sadly, it happens. And if you're going to hold that against me, well, I got words for you that I can't say on the radio. Because at the end of the day, I don't really care. See, there's no award you can give me. There's no enticement you can give me to say, Kevin, change your life so it suits things I feel better about you. Screw you and the horse you rode in on. And see, I believe that what the new wave of Christianity is taught, because I'll tell you this up front. I'll talk about my religious experience. I grew up fearing God. We would talk all the time. I'm a God-fearing person. I'm going to tell you something. I'm no longer a God-fearing person. I'm a God-seeking person. And I understand what God has put before me, but I'm not perfect, and I never will be. I do my best. I do my best in everything. I do my best in relationships with family. I do my best in relationship with friends. And I will tell you, I fall short. My friends will be, haven't heard from you in a while. Okay. Doesn't mean I don't love you. Doesn't mean I don't care about you. Means I'm busy. I hear it even from my immediate family. Do this, do that. And you make those changes, but you're never going to be perfect. You're never going to get it right for somebody else. You better find some kind of solace in what you're doing and say, look, I'm going to try to do my best and continue, but I have to believe in myself. And I'm not going to let anybody destroy that. Anybody. So when I look at these I'm not just blaming Democrats, because we as conservatives, we as Republicans, we put out this air of superiority, like, oh, you need to be this and do that. Let me tell you, there is nothing that's been done on the left that hasn't been done on the right. The only difference is we look for some level of salvation, repentance, all those different things. The left don't. They will rationalize whatever they do, and they'll continue doing it until the day they die. That's the difference. We're all human beings. So when they think they're going to try to change my mind, I said, short of learning that Herschel Walker is Lucifer, I would not vote for Warnock, because, see, I know Warnock is Lucifer. If you've got a Democrat on your name, you are Lucifer. You don't care about God. You don't care about other people. You care about one thing, yourself. I'm going to talk a little bit about Howard Stern sequestering himself for a long time. And you want to know why? Because Howard Stern wants to play God. He was afraid if he came out, he'd catch the virus. So he hid out for 2 years. I think he did us a favor. Broadcasting from his bunker, but not being seen. And he came out just recently, and this is a story. Howard Stern comes out after 2 years of self-imprisonment, of abandoning everything. 2 years of his life away from family and friends, the things that are really important. And you know why he did it? Because he's afraid to die. Oh, let all his friends die, but he's afraid to die. He's too important to die. He's 68 years old. He's made it. But he's too important to come out during the time of COVID. I don't want to catch it. He calls himself a germaphobe. Even germaphobes go, look, I mean, they may wash their hands a lot and not shake hands and fist bump or whatever, but they still want to live life. They still want to give back. They want to do something positive. Anyway, a whole other thing on that. We'll talk about it later. But going back to Herschel Walker, that what the Democrats want to do is they take every single person and they say, Blake Masters, he wants to protect babies. You know, can you imagine running commercials where Blake Masters says, look, I think it's barbaric that you want to kill a child up to the point of birth. And Blake Masters, he wants to stop you from birthing your child. Blake Masters will actually save babies. This message is sponsored by the Democrats. Really? I just want you to think about how crazy that is. In fact, I should tell Blake this. I probably will. I gave him some talking points on his debate the other day. But I'm telling you, what surprises did it? Hey, here's some October surprises, Democrats. Inflation is still through the roof. I'm not surprised, though. You may be. Gasoline prices through the roof. You know who they're blaming now? OPEC. It's OPEC's fault. Oh, last time I checked, when Donald Trump left office, we had energy independence. How's it OPEC's fault? Joe Biden, Mr. Anti-mining for coal, Mr. Anti-black energy, Mr. Green energy, Mr. Global climate change, has done everything he can to kill the fossil fuel industry, but it's OPEC's fault that you're paying $5 a gallon for gas. Oh, no, I take that back. It's the retailer's fault. They're the ones who should lower the price no matter what I do. Screw the supply chain. Screw your profits. Go into a debt over it. Joe Biden released $6 trillion and counting of your money into the economy, and people still can't pay their bills. They can't pay their medical bills. They can't pay their rents. They can't buy groceries. They can't put gas in their car. But it isn't his fault. Despite none of that happening under Trump. You want an October surprise? I'll give you an October surprise. But I'm going to give you a November surprise that you will never forget. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
October surprise. The Democrats have it in their minds that there's something they're going to tell us. It's going to change our minds about our candidates. You're going to suddenly hate Donald Trump. I know he's not a candidate. I'm not an idiot. But he's supporting candidates. And he represents these candidates. He's endorsing candidates. That's what this is about. They want you to be surprised. Look, what Donald Trump did was he said, okay, I'm not going to be the perfect person. I'm not going to be the perfect conservative. I'm not going to be the perfect Republican. I'm going to be the perfect citizen. Flawed, but trying hard, working hard, wanting to solve problems. That's what Trump represents. He represents the ordinary dude who works his butt off, does his best, and doesn't always do it right. You're not always going to agree. You may not like his style, etc., but you get used to it and you go, you know what? That guy, despite his flaws, his butt crack when he's working on my sink, he gets it done. He fixes the leak. He repairs the electrical thing. He, you know, mows the yard. He's doing all the things that need to get done because somebody's got to do it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Don't you like people that just get stuff done? I mean, right now, you know, one of the biggest complaints of women is that guys don't know how to fix stuff anymore. Now, it's not all our fault. These engines and cars are, they're so fine-tuned, you have to have all the equipment. But remember the old days when the guy would go out there and he'd tinker with the carburetor, he'd tinker with the manifold, you know, he's messing around with the thing, and he's putting in the spark plugs and has to get the gap, you know, to know exactly what he's supposed to, how to do it. I mean, it was fun to watch. Changing the brakes and stuff like that. Now about all you can do is change your battery. That's as manly as it gets. But let me tell you something. People want to see that. When something's gone, breaks in the house, the plumbing, and a guy gets under the sink and says, I got this, or, you know, you need to filter. I mean, there's a lot of little things that you can do. I'll tell you what, and there's been a study about this. Women love when men get stuff done, even, you know, take care of the dishes, take the dishes out, do this or that. You want to know why? Because it's something off the plate. I don't know how you feel. Do you feel better in a clean environment or a dirty environment? Because I know me. When I come in, if the house is clean, it's a, but if it's dirty, I have a bad attitude. It's like, what? Man. And it doesn't matter who did it. I could have done it. But still, you have a bad attitude about it because you're like, man, this is a pigsty. The point is, Donald Trump is the guy who does the laundry, empties out the dishwasher, makes sure that things are picked up. I mean, he may not keep the house the cleanest. He may not be spotless, may not be Mr. Clean, but you come in there and you're like, oh, nice place. Maybe a little gaudy. Donald does have some interesting taste, doesn't he? Democrats hate our blue-collar billionaire. They hate that Donald Trump resonates with the ordinary guy. The guy who is willing to talk smack back. We were having fun, but there was a lot of smack talk. And you know, it made it fun because we were like, what? How dare you just want to talk a little smack? And then we went back and forth and it was fun. It's almost like you miss it. Because you know what these other guys do, the Romneys of the world? They want to appear very stately. They want to appear very professional. But they get nothing done. All they do is I'll defer to you, sir. No to you, sir. You know, it's like, you see the commercial, it was one of these insurance commercials where, I think it's Allstate or some, or Geico. But they, no, you go. No, 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 you go. No, you go. Because whoever is the safest gets the bigger discount. And ultimately, I felt like I was reading Waiting for Godot. Who leaves? Nobody. In other words, who gets something done? Answer, nobody. And that's what politics has evolved into. Nobody getting anything done. And you know what these suckers do behind the scenes? They strategize against you. They make sure that there's enough chaos brewing that you can see. And then behind you, they're feathering their nest. And I dare you, go look at how much money they made when they came into Congress or the Senate, and go look at how much money they have when they leave. Look no farther than AOC. This is a girl that probably barely could make rent at some point, and now I guarantee you AOC is a millionaire. I haven't looked at her records, but I will bet you money she's a millionaire. Got a nice place. Making a fat salary, got book deals, speaking engagements. We should look it up. Why don't you guys look it up? We'll come back maybe during the break and I'll tell you. But here's what I can tell you. If she's not a millionaire, she's well on the way. And here's what I guarantee you. You guys don't even have to look this up. She lives like a millionaire. This girl is getting free dresses, going to cocktail parties. She's getting chauffeured around. She's invited to places with the jet set people of the world, picking up no tabs. She lives better than most millionaires. She lives better than most people that make five times her salary. And she ain't doing too bad, being that she's a dumb bartender with a degree that she knows nothing about. I think her degree is in economics. She knows nothing about economics. I'm just using her as an example. The only October surprise to me is that the Democrats are still even being looked at seriously. when you look at the outcomes, and we'll get into that in just a bit, because I'm piggybacking on what could you possibly tell somebody about a Republican candidate that would make you not vote for him? I mean, Herschel Walker, oh, he's abused his wife and his children of this, and I've got the proof, it says little Christian Herschel, who's supposed to be a conservative. Look, I know that families have issues. And I will give Joe Biden credit for this. I'm going to tell you something right now. This man absolutely dotes on his family. I'll give him credit for that. He's got a crackhead son that he would go to bat. He goes to bat for. His crackhead son goes to bat for his father. There's nothing more that you can appreciate. That's the one thing you got to hand it to the Bidens. Joe Biden has made it to where his family is sacrosanct to him. And I applaud him for that. Everything else, he's a knucklehead. But he cares about family. You look at these conservative families. Christian Walker turns on his dad. Look, his dad made mistakes. Who hasn't? And I understand that some of them have impacted him. This kid wouldn't even be known if it weren't for his father. Nobody would even know or care about him. But now he's a major. I've never met him, but I've seen his interviews all over the place. I'm a conservative. If you're a conservative, then you should understand that family is important. And yes, your dad has made mistakes. But really? You're going to put him on Front Street at the perfect time for him to get something else done that's more significant than football? You know better than a leftist if you do that. When we come back, I'll talk to you more about October Surprise.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dozens of missiles fired by Russia hit Ukraine on Monday, including the first strikes on the capital city of Kyiv in weeks. The attacks, apparent revenge strikes for a blast on the bridge linking Russia with occupied Crimea, killed civilians, knocked out power, and destroyed infrastructure. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko says residents in the capital city are angry.
The war against civilians. Putin needs Ukraine without Ukrainians.
Closing arguments in the death penalty trial for Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz are expected to begin Tuesday. Jury deliberations are then expected to begin on Wednesday. A death sentence has to be agreed on unanimously on at least one of the 17 murders in the 2018 Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I always hope to to deliver news in a way, or, you know, my opinions that don't appear. I'm not trying to sway you one way or the other. I just give you what I believe to be are my observational facts, and I hope that you can appreciate that. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks, Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So, Democrats are in big trouble. The only way, and you've heard me say this many times, the only way the Democrats can win the House or the Senate in the midterms is to cheat. That is the only way. They couldn't win dog catcher without cheating. Show me anything right now in your life in the election cycle. I'm talking about personal observation, anecdotal observation, whatever. Show me anything that favors the Democrats. Anything. Any poll? You got any polling that favors the Democrats? Joe Biden's approval rating? Consumer confidence? Joe Biden's, what do they call it? How he's doing a performance rating? Any of it. Congress? Who's doing better, Republicans or Democrats? Are the Democrats out fundraising? By the way, take out all the dirty money. Do you think the Democrats could out fundraise a Republican right now? In the time of Obama, I would tell you there's no way a Republican could out fundraise a Democrat. Not in 2008. In 2022. In 2020. Was there such a fervor for Joe Biden that this guy was going to get billions of dollars put into a campaign? Of course not. Joe Biden is a hindrance to the Democratic Party, and people act like he's the second coming of the Messiah for them. Oh, I'm sorry, the third coming. Let's not forget baby black Jesus. Show me any policy. Any policy. Tax policy? Spending policy? Border policy, crime policy, show me anything that the polling goes, oh, man, these Democrats are amazing. So here's what I'd ask you. Because, see, this is my common sense poll. If you can't point to anything they're doing right, how could you possibly be losing in races? I mentioned, unless Herschel Walker is Lucifer, why would you vote for Warnock? Oh, well, Kevin, he's a pastor. He's a charlatan. He's a fake and a fraud who's going to perpetuate the same policies of Joe Biden. That's what you're going to get. Rubber stamps. Mark Kelly versus Blake Masters. Really? Mark Kelly, a sitting senator, has voted with Joe Biden 99% of the time. and claims to be, I'm the independent guy. No matter what they do, I go to Washington. He's voted with Joe Biden in lockstep practically. And you're going to tell me you don't want fresh blood? You don't want Blake? Sinema, she earned her stripes a little bit. She needs to be replaced because she's inconsistent. But seriously, we're not going to trade out Mark Kelly, a do-nothing senator who ran on the fact that his wife got shot? Even Democrats can't stand Democrats. True fact. Democrats, let me tell you this about a Democrat. And if you're a reformed Democrat, you know I'm telling the truth. And if you are, I would like for you to give me a call at 844-551-8255. And if I'm lying, I'm dying, as we used to say. Democrats can't stand themselves. I'm going to repeat that because I don't mean it in the big picture. They don't like who they are. That's number one. If you don't like yourself, you really don't like anybody else. There's an old saying, love thyself. Because if you do love yourself, if you're, and I'm not talking, I tell people all the time, I'm an egomaniac. I'm crazy about me. I am. There are some other people that are too, but I am crazy about some Kevin Jackson. I love me. I do. But I don't love me so much that I think I'm better than everybody else. See, it's okay to have an ego. It's okay to be egomaniacal about yourself as long as you know you are failed in the eyes of God and you should always be looking to be better. And you should encourage other people to be egomaniacs about themselves, because the better they feel about themselves, the less they're concerned about you. So here's what I'm telling you. Democrats can't stand themselves individually. Which now brings me to point number two. Democrats can't stand each other. And the reason they can't stand each other is because they're looking at themselves and it's a reflection of themselves when they're around each other. They're like, look at that pompous piece of crap. Look at him over there showing off, talking about all the things he's done. You know what I tell my younger son? And by the way, I could have used this advice years ago. Stop talking about your doggone self and start getting interested in other people. That's an easy way to be liked. Don't worry about you. Inquire about them. That's a lesson for all of us, right? Here's what I will tell you about a Democrat. They have no real friends. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Come on, Democrats, call me up. Tell me who you're. Kevin, my best friend is. Your best friend is ready to sell you down the river. Your best friend is ready to take your job, take your man, take your car, take your dog, especially if your dog's got a trust fund or something. Steal your kid. You know, I know. What are you talking about, Kevin? Yeah. Steal your baby. They want a baby and you got a baby, they'll take it. I could go on. You have no real friends. You don't have anybody who's going to fight for you. You don't have anybody who's going to fight with you. You don't have anybody who's going to back you up or back your play. You don't have anybody who's going to bail you out of jail. And you know who you're going to call? When you're in a jam, Democrat, you're going to call a conservative. You're going to call a Republican. And you know what we need to do, folks? We need to stop bailing them out. We need to stop enabling. Let them eat cake. They have family that's either taking advantage of them or vice versa. They're taking advantage of family. That's what Democrats are about. Themselves. Selfish to their rotten cores. And consider this tough love, but I don't care what you consider. And if you're a listening Democrat, I'm telling you what you're about. You don't have to like it. If you're a reformed Democrat, then you're saying, yep, yeah, that was me. That was me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I did. 538, they say, is about to become the left's favorite publication to hate after they toss cold water on the Democratic Party hopes for surviving the 2022 midterms relatively unscathed. Nancy Pelosi is snorting cocaine as she thinks the Democrats will either keep or enlarge their majority in the House. She felt the same way in past midterms. She was wrong. The Senate is where Democrats think they can mount a defensive redoubt. During the summer, And this, I love this about this particular report, because I said almost everything you're talking about, that they're talking about in this article. And I'm going to repeat some of it, but I want you to hear it in other people's words. By the way, I didn't read this article. I looked at all these things that we were supposed to fixate on. And I said, why is this not working? We're supposed to fixate on the idea that abortion was going to be the catalyst. And we got the leaker, right? And the FBI still hasn't revealed this leaker. Why? Because if they do, they're going to have to fire somebody that the Democrats have as an operative working inside the Supreme Court. They don't want to let you know that. Instead, they go raid a former president. Now, look at both of those issues. The leak for the what was going on with Trump. I mean, the leak that was going on with the SCOTUS thing that was supposed to be devastating to us, right? It was going to change all the polling. And then Donald Trump, we've raided Donald Trump, and look at all this stuff. We've got a treasure trove of stuff. And look at what Trump was trying to collude with the Russians and all this other stuff. And where's it going? Where do you think that's going to end up? Yeah, I'm only going to give you a second to think about it, because you know the answer. Nowhere. It's all meant to gin up something. This is our September surprise, our August surprise. Now we got October surprises. They're out of surprises. They're out of tricks. There's nothing more in the hat. And, you know, in the magic wand, you know, he can hit that thing as much as he wants. There's no rabbit coming out of the hat. This guy goes on. He says, during the summer, abortion hysterics and Biden crawling out of the 30s in approval ratings had the left jumping for glee, showing the depths of their political delusions. Biden is still unpopular. Abortion was localized to cities and coasts. It was magnified by the media, who happen to have their headquarters in these deep blue bastions. The coverage was overblown. Nate Silver's crew now listed five reasons why the Democrats remain totally screwed for 2022. Now, he's the guy that does 538. And I'm going to get into that in the next segment, because it reinforces what I already said.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Saw a story actually last week. He said Herschel Walker's down 12 points now because of all the blah, blah, blah. Well, he may lose. But I'll tell you this, there will be some sanity. There'll be a full court press on Herschel Walker between now and the election time. And those numbers will creep up. And then there's going to be a dose of sanity that comes in where people go, you know what? Enough is enough. I don't want a Democrat. I don't want Warnock. And I don't know how Kemp's doing, but maybe there'll be some pull-through impact. We'll see. But Democrats love to demoralize you. You know, when it's piling on, they're like, oh, Herschel Walker had some controversy. Look at the polling. Look at the polling. Well, look at the other polls. If that's the one that they're going to put their hat on, okay, fine. Right now, they had, I don't know the actual numbers, but they have Mark Kelly leading Blake Masters. And I'm going to tell you something. I think Blake Masters is going to slowly creep up on Mark Kelly. And I think on Election Day, Carrie Lake is going to pull Carrie Lake and Joe Biden are going to pull Blake Masters through for the win. Glad you guys are still here. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm reading this article on 538, and they're talking about how the Democrats are getting bad news. And I'm telling you, what the Democrats have said or have been doing, it resonates across the entire spectrum of things. And you take the top two issues, inflation and crime, and which are, I'm just telling you, okay, you want to vote for Warnock, but then you think, man, but I'm paying a lot. Look at what it costs me to get here. Look at what it's costing for me to get to work, to go out, to do stuff. Do I want that? Excuse me. And also, do I want to deal with this crime wave? This guy goes on, one of the reasons you already know about, Democrats can't bank on any good news to break their way. The full froth of the pro-abortion cretins has peaked. The August spending bill has left the news cycle. It did little to boost Democrats once the Consumer Index report reminded everyone that inflation is high and we're in an economic recession. Republicans have a winning streak in the midterms that mirrors Aaron Rodgers' dominance over the Chicago Bears. And with the economy struggling and more American families realizing their home budgets and purchasing power has deteriorated under Biden, the more they will be looking elsewhere for relief. Of all places, I'd never thought the Pennsylvania suburbs would be up for grabs, imminently reachable for Republicans this year. These people are done with Build Back Better and other Biden agenda items that produce subpar results. The issues, he writes, favor Republicans. And the money advantage Democrats enjoyed over the summer could also evaporate as pro-Trump PACs, along with some establishment campaign arms, begin pouring money into these races, especially now that we have the wind to our backs. Now, that was from 538. Sure, this election could be an exception to the usual midterm pushback against the party in power and the presidency. But it's not always smart to bet on exceptions. So it's worth going back over the reasons why this person expects the election to be strong for the Republicans. One, the opposition party, in this case Republicans, has a long history of doing well in midterms. It's one of the more robust trends in American politics. Though his numbers have improved recently, Biden remains fairly unpopular with an approval rating of 42%. Americans remain quite unhappy, that's putting it mildly, about the direction of the country, which tends to hurt the incumbent party. Republicans have a big structural advantage in the Senate, given that they do well with white rural voters, and that white rural voters are considerably overrepresented in the Senate, relative to their overall share of the U.S. population. Here's another bullet point. During the summer, Democrats benefited from media and voter attention to the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, the January 6 hearings, and the FBI investigation of former President Donald Trump. These issues tend to remind voters of Republican power and influence and potentially make the election more of a 2020-like choice between Democrats and Republicans and less of a referendum on Biden and Democrats' performance. Well, let me say this to that. If you do want to go back and re-legislate the 2020 election, I'm happy to do it. Just stop the cheating. Because, see, I know Donald Trump trounced Joe Biden, no matter what they tell you. So whether it's a referendum on Biden today or it's Trump v. Biden in 2020, either way, we win. if you remove the cheating. He goes on to say, but now issues like immigration and the economy are getting more headlines. That's not to say that abortion and those other issues won't matter, but the summer could have reflected a best-case scenario for Democrats. So ask yourself this. Why didn't it? Why didn't abortion overtake everything? A woman's right to choose. The genocide that's occurring in this country. Why didn't that take over? Why didn't it take over these radical Republicans that just want to hurt everybody? The ultra MAGAs and the semi-fascist. Why didn't it take over? Why didn't Joe Biden's massive tax spending bill, get kicked in? Why didn't it take over? Why didn't the Inflation Reduction Act do what it was supposed to do? Oh, Obamacare is now, if Republicans say, we're no longer going to fight it. It's now the law of the land. I told you the debt that people have taken on for their medical costs. Why hasn't that helped? I think I just gave you the answer to that one. Sorry. What are they trying? What's working? Short answer, nothing. Because there's so much not working. And what's not working impacts you every single day. And this is why I keep coming back to this, folks. A couple of points. So right now the Republicans are running from election integrity. Why are you running from that? People are concerned about election. If you say, look, we're going to make sure that in D.C., they want to let illegals vote in D.C., they don't even need ID. Nobody needs ID. Now, what would you say as a taxpayer when somebody that has no skin in the game can tell you what to do with your money? What would you do? I feel pretty disenfranchised. But the Democrats say, we care about your vote, but we'll give it to anybody. He goes on, he says, if I were actually betting on election outcomes at prediction markets, and no, I don't do that for a variety of reasons, I'd pay attention to the flow of campaign advertising. Advertising may not matter that much in terms of moving votes in an era where relatively few swing voters, but it certainly matters some, and the effects can be short-lived. So if one candidate has a temporary edge on the airwaves, it might lead to a temporary surge in the polls, which would then recede. I just covered this. Herschel Walker is supposed to be down 12 points now because of this thing, right? He was last week. What do you think is going to happen? You think he's going to go further down? Or what happens when he starts to creep up? There's a saying in any sport, don't peak at the wrong time. In track, you don't want to be running your best times going into a meet that's 2 months out from the Olympics. You want to be slowly building, getting that muscle tissue building. So by the time you hit the Olympics, you're peaking. You don't want to be peaking in football in the middle of the season. You want to win a couple of games, two or three games, lose one, or have a close one. You want your team riding this wave, but then you want to slowly start to crescendo towards the end of the season. And that becomes your building. The Democrats aren't doing that. Mark Kelly is as high as he's possibly going to get in Arizona. He will not get any more votes. Now it's just up to, and by the way, he's at 48.7. It's up to Blake Masters to catch him and pass him. Well, how could he? Well, there's 51.3% of the vote out there waiting to be gotten. Warnock, I can guarantee you, he does not have a statistical over advantage. He's not over 50% in Georgia. All Herschel's got to do is just go do what he do. Go run that football, baby. So they said, so one potential source of concern for Democrats would be if they dominated the advertising race during the summer, but only temporarily. Is this happening? He says, I don't know. There's some accounts of Republican groups have boosted spending, and they have. So you're going to see a surge. Just wait for it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.